Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, where you get a director's commentary track to go with all the content that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. This is episode 79, and the title of today's sticky is Do Scary Things. The text on the note reads, "Brave people do scary things." Here's the story behind the sticky. This may seem a little obvious, but brave people do scary things. That's how you know they're brave. The thing that may not be as obvious is that they do scary things frequently. Do you think you're a brave person? Here's a hard question. What was the last scary thing you did? Here's a harder question. When was the last time you did something scary? If you can't remember, or if it wasn't within the last 30 days, I would challenge you to do better. You've certainly done some scary things, and you've had some brave moments, no doubt. But brave people do scary things on a regular basis. Brave people put themselves in situations outside their comfort zone. Brave people do the things that are inconvenient and that other people complain about doing. Brave people call customers with bad news personally. Brave people tell the truth, even if it puts them and their company in a poor light. Brave people think other person first. Brave people refer customers to their companies, even if their own isn't quite the best fit. Brave people admit fault. Brave people are an advocate for their customers, even if it goes against company policy. Brave people say please and thank you because they are magic words, and they don't avoid them because they believe it's a supplicating statement that makes them appear in a weakened relational position. And brave people go out and do it all again tomorrow. It's not that the scary things don't frighten brave people. It's that they don't let the fact they're scared or uncomfortable or inexperienced stop them from doing the things they know are right and will advance their personal and professional goals while helping the other person. Think of the one thing on your to-do list that you are dreading doing. The one thing that was likely on your to-do list yesterday and you shoved it off till today. And you'll probably do the same thing with it on tomorrow's to-do list. Move that item to the very top of your list right now, to the number one position, and don't allow yourself to do anything else on your list until that number one task has been completed. If you do that today, you get to call yourself brave tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily email alert every time new content's posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you an email once a day that includes a graphic of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that I draw by hand using Sharpie markers, on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and publish for the world to see. Your email will also include a link to the complimentary audio track, the backstory, the story behind the sticky, just like the one you're listening to right now, that gives you more details about the inspiration and the thoughts that went into that day's message. I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode and another sticky story for you, and I hope you'll be here to listen to it. It's the brave thing to do.